It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, I have a question for you. How many believe the treatment for depression should start with nutrition? Now, that may be a new thought for you, but we know that research, that when we look at research, that depression impairs your health to a much greater degree than any other disease, more than arthritis, more than diabetes, more than even heart disease. And I know from life insurance rates, it is reflected in those rates. So research finds that depression soon will be second only to heart disease in terms of a disease burden. I thought we might take a look at depression through kind of the eyes of a nutritionist. So perhaps we can create new hope for people struggling with a disease. And I think a lot of people these days are struggling with depression. You know, a perfect co-host today to talk about how nutrition has actually helped her overcome depression is Nicole Linsky. Nicole is a nutrition educator. She's a life coach, a poet, a new mother. Got lots on your plate, haven't you?
I do.
And from that, all that on your plate, you've got a little thing in your throat today, don't you?
Yeah. A little illness came my way via my son, and it's been sticking with me a little bit.
So, because no sleep for a few nights, right?
More than a few nights.
So, also later in the show, I'd like you to read one of your poems. You know that one that you wrote called Avoiding? I think that will touch a lot of people. And, you know, Nicole, I think, didn't we meet about 6 or 7 years ago? You were a client, right?
I was, yep.
And I think you were experiencing quite a bit of depression.
I was.
Did you know that?
No, you know, I didn't. I actually came to you. I had something called Candida. And for me, a big part of that was the depression I was feeling. But I didn't really think I was that depressed. I just thought, you know, maybe I'm just this crazy, depressed, anxious person, and that's who I am. So I came to you for this other problem. It turns out that I am not this crazy depressed person. I'm actually a reasonably balanced person. And so
seems like that to me, you are.
Most
very
days.
Balanced.
Most days. And the other piece for me is that I have a long family history of mental illness. My mother was a schizophrenic. And if you look up the kind of family tree, there's lots of crazy people hanging out in the tree there. And so I would say that I have had kind of a genetic disadvantage when it comes to mental health.
So you kind of had this genetic predisposition to either depression or mental illness or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I think I have. I think we know from research that this causes that this predisposition only accounts for about 10% of your health.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, 90% is about what you eat, and your lifestyle. And I like to think that I have kind of a genetic predisposition to not being able to handle crappy food, which is what I think some people are eating out there is a lot of crappy food.
I think that's true. So, you know, it may surprise people that half of my clients, they come in and they list depression as a reason that they have made an appointment with a nutritionist. In fact, 30 million people are on antidepressants. 1 out of 8 adolescents are suffering from depression. So as you kind of take a look at all this, what's causing this? What's causing this epidemic to occur? Why are we having so much depression these days?
Well, I think one piece is I don't think people understand just what a huge role nutrition plays in mental health. I know for myself, I've really worked very hard to have good mental health. I have done lots of therapy. I have actually changed a lot of my life. I used to be a computer programmer working in suburban corporate America, which is probably the last place that my personality type likes to be.
I think so. As an artist and a creative person, that's probably,
And so, and, you know, I've done Qigong, I've done acupuncture, so I've done all these different things. But what I really have come to understand is that nutrition is really a building block for mental health. It's a real building block.
You know, as a nutritionist, you know, I can go and quote research and, you know, I can look at clinical evidence from all the people that I work with. But when you're a person that are really suffering with depression, you know, Nicole, I know that it's going to be much more believable coming from you, some of this information, than it is from me. Because you have lived the story and you've got a lot to share with people about how nutrition really affected your mental health, haven't you?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And I know Dar is a person that has always had this perfect biochemistry for mental health. That's kind of crazy.
I have. I'm glad I have.
Yeah. It's really hard to have happy moods if you don't have a good kind of mental health physical structure.
Mental health physical structure. What in the world do you mean by that?
Fancy little term I made up. As I learned from you, you know, neurotransmitters come from food, and neurotransmitters are one kind of physical structure necessary for happy moods.
You know, when we look at TV nutrition, you know, this is a term I coined, TV nutrition. You know, what we're really meaning now is TV ads for drugs. You know, give us the impression that medications such as Zoloft or Prozac or, you know, they make your neurotransmitters. Well, that's not true. It is actually protein, not Prozac, that makes neurotransmitters.
That's right. And just in case people don't know what a neurotransmitter is, it's actually a chemical that bounces from one cell to the other. And it allows our cells to talk, and talking cells are happy cells, and that's one of the real foundations for good moods.
And we know that neurotransmitters are made from animal protein. Mm-hmm. So you have to eat steak, you have to eat eggs, fish, chicken, pork, or some people even that are vegetarian, they eat whey protein powder, and that makes neurotransmitters. So protein has a lot of other reasons that you need to eat it. It builds your hair, it builds your skin. And what I've found that oftentimes when people start to lose their hair, it's a little indication that maybe they're not eating sufficient protein. And I think then the next step could be a little depression.
Yeah. Protein's also the building block to your immune system, which happens to be a topic of my heart today. Not the topic at hand, though.
Yeah, but a topic that a lot of people are struggling with right now.
So, yeah, I eat protein 5 to 6 times a day. I always eat balance. So I always eat what Dar teaches us, which is good protein, good fats, and some good carbohydrates, usually in the form of vegetables. And when you're a new mom and you're breastfeeding, it's really important to keep up this level of protein and nutrients. A lot of people are suffering from postpartum depression, and I would say that is a piece of not having enough nutrients and for your physical structure as you are giving all those nutrients away to your baby.
I know, and I bet not too many people have ever looked at postpartum depression in those terms, Nicole. It's you know, it's probably some, you know, of course, it's probably not being able to sleep a lot, and it's some hormonal imbalances, but underneath, it's a lot of lack of those building blocks for neurotransmitters. So now, you know, if you're also insulin resistant or maybe had gestational diabetes, your risk of depression goes way up.
I think that's really kind of a wild fact. Who would ever think that? Insulin resistance impairs the body's ability to produce serotonin. And we know that serotonin and all other neurotransmitters are made from animal protein.
So you see people, so you can kind of see why people that are insulin resistant, or even the next step, the people that are diabetic, they have a higher rate of depression. And I bet if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I have some depression and I'm diabetic. There is a connection. So it's one of the many biochemical factors that increases that cause of depression. And the factor is that insulin, again, resistance, again, kind of blocks that serotonin production, doesn't it?
It does. It's kind of a a vicious cycle because lower levels of serotonin increases those cravings for carbohydrates.
Oh, I kind of, you know, I have a brother that is diabetic.
Yeah.
And he doesn't always listen to what I say and talk about cravings for carbs.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of people are experiencing it. You know, people want cookies and more cookies. I know back in the day before I met Dar, I would, middle of the afternoon, I would go for the, you know, face size chocolate chip cookie to get me through my programming day.
Yes. And I think we add carbohydrates a lot of other places too, don't we?
Yeah.
Not just those cookies.
Yeah. So all those carbs increase your insulin resistance. And what we've been saying is that more insulin resistance equals more depression.
Exactly. Yeah. So we just want to say it one more time. If you have insulin resistance, and they're looking at probably 80% of the people having insulin resistance.
Well,
a lot of our children know I have insulin resistance. So could that be a connection? So insulin resistance means low serotonin. And that means more depression.
Absolutely.
So
before we were talking today, Dar, you had this metaphor of a snow fort. What was that all about?
Oh, yes. Well, I kind of like to help people think of all the nutritional links to depression. And I compared it to a snow fort. You know, if you were a kid and you built a snow fort, and most of us did, I don't know, Nicole, did you ever build a snow fort?
You know, I really didn't. Okay. I don't know where I was. But
well, you know, you had to make these little blocks, and you built a wall, and then you had to fit those blocks together, and then you had to plug the cracks with more snow. So as a kid, this was a very complex building project. So the walls didn't come tumbling down. You had to get them strong and stable. And so with depression, you need all the physical structures to make a strong wall or have it so that you have good, happy moods.
Absolutely.
So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and we are discussing the role nutrition plays in preventing depression. Eating fats, the right kind of fats, is one of the most important nutritional habits to incorporate to prevent depression. Depression is one symptom of a fatty acid deficiency. Other symptoms include dry skin, irritability, dry unmanageable hair, excessive thirst, learning problems, and hyperactivity. So if you have questions for us today, just give us a call at 651-641-1071.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightAndWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Nicole Linsky, nutritional educator, and I'm here today to share my personal story about how I use nutrition to get my good moods back. Our host today is our lovely Dar Kvist, a licensed nutritionist who has coached me through this process. Another piece about nutrition is that we need to have good dietary fats to have good moods. Fats such as avocado, butter, olives, olive oil, coconut oil, mayonnaise, all sorts of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, there's a fat called DHA, which is an omega-3 fatty acid. I give it to my son in my breast milk.
Very good. It makes him very smart.
Yep. Helps build. It really helps. That's a huge piece of the structure of your brain.
It is, and it helps to build good mental health.
Yeah, and if you eat your good free-range organic eggs, that's a great way to get some.
Exactly.
Or there's always the pill box, too.
There's always the supplement of good DHA, and a lot of, and they're actually putting it in some formulas now.
That's great.
Because they finally, in the United States, realized how important it is. So, Nicole, we have some callers, so let's go ahead and take... Welcome to the show. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Susan? Hi there.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a question. What do you think of eating according to your blood type?
I think it depends on what blood type you have. What blood type do you have?
Type O.
Type O. And so you know you're supposed to be eating lots of protein and probably no wheat and no... And I don't think you can be, you're not supposed to be eating dairy, I believe, if that's right. And I think it works great for people with type O blood type. And the people, you generally feel better when they do eat that way. So,
and what do you
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and what do you think of the protein? Larch, ARABINOGALACTAN.
What? I'm not good at this. What is the word?
It's larch, and then the other word is
Arabino. Okay. That's actually an immune enhancer, and it's actually a supplement that can and people can take it in a supplement form, and it does help with building up people's immune system. And sometimes I use that if I'm working with somebody that has a real suppressed immune system. You know, it works great for people. So not many people know about that, though. And it's produced. I mean, one of the companies that make it is called Orthomolecular, and they're actually a manufacturer of that immune enhancer. So.
And one more question. When you're talking about depression, is that anything to relate to being allergic to cats?
I wouldn't think there would be much connection to that. I think that sometimes people that have depression also have a depressed immune system. And when you have a depressed immune system, you tend to have more allergies. So in a roundabout way, there could be a connection. But, you know, if you're allergic to cats, you certainly don't want to have cats around, because I think what it does is it puts more inflammation into your body. And if your brain is constantly in inflammation, you could have more depression. So that's how I'd look at it. So I hope that answered those questions, and
okay.
I thank you for listening to us today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
So let's take another caller here. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Kathy, you have a question for us today?
Hi. I tuned in, and I heard you saying that neurotransmitters are not able to be obtained from just a strictly vegetarian diet?
Yeah, it's very hard to make. People usually become lower. They have lower levels of neurotransmitters if they are strict vegetarian. Now, if they're eating dairy products or eggs, you know, you certainly get neurotransmitters from that. Sometimes when I'm working with vegetarians, I have them use whey protein powder and maybe put it in some yogurt to keep that level up.
I've been a vegetarian for over 35 years, and non-dairy for about half of those years. And I do experience depression.
I think that's what I see with a lot of clients. And I see a lot of people that come in because they are depressed and they are vegetarian, and it's a choice. Sometimes it's like a moral choice. And if that's their moral choice, then you have to figure out, how can I get those amino acids that you would get from protein, you know, animal protein. And so sometimes I can get them to take whey protein powder or do something, yogurt or some eggs or something like that to kind of supplement that. Or sometimes they'll eat fish or, you know, it kind of depends on. But it's really important to get protein several times a day. It's a new piece of information, but it works.
Well, you know, I feel I don't want to directly kill animals or prevent their life. So that's where I bump up against that.
Right. And so that's why a lot of people do. In fact, there's some, I can't quote you where, but I know it's in the Journal of American Nutrition. is in there is some research that shows that, you know, whey protein builds serotonin. And so we actually we have a little sundae that we call our serotonin sundae, and it's just fruit and yogurt and whey protein powder. And sometimes I have people eat that several times a day if that's the only type of protein that they're willing to eat. And it works, you know. And so anyway, you know, you can always give our office a call. And if you want to talk more about it, it's our office number is 651-699-3438. And you know, and Nicole is actually going to put out her email address later because she, you know, she, if you want to talk to her about some of this after the show, that would be great, too.
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you very much. All right. I think we'll just go ahead and take another call. We'll take another call here. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. It's Georgia, is that right?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hello.
You have a question for us today?
I can't hear you.
You have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. I have, I don't digest my fats and like the omega-3s and olive oil, none of that stuff, cod liver oil.
Well, that, you know, I think one of the, probably one of the reasons is that you have lost your ability to make your hydrochloric acid. And when you don't have any hydrochloric acid, it's very hard to actually break down protein and fats. So you have a really a compromised digestive system, don't you?
Yes.
I think you should call and make an appointment, actually, because that's serious. That's very serious to not be able to digest your fatty acids and to digest your proteins.
Yeah, I've got really dry skin and depression and allergies, and I've been going to this place called Genesis Health Center, and they do biofeedback. And
but that's not nutrition, and so
no,
it's
I know,
like
that's why I called. You
have to go, yeah. Nicole. Would you say you have to go with the?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different aspects of good mental health, but nutrition is really just a building block. That's what I've come to understand.
It's a base of all health. So come on in and, you know, and or give us a call at our office or something so that, or email Nicole later on or, you know, whatever we can help you do to get you feeling better is what we're here for.
Okay, and where are you located?
We have three offices. We have one in St. Paul, one in Wayzata, and one in White Bear Lake.
Oh, they're all so far away.
Well, we spend 2 hours with you so that, you know, it's worthwhile.
Uh-huh.
You'll get your health back.
Yeah, because it's not very good right now.
Well, give us a call later. So thank you for the call, and I know we have to take a little break here. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, as a nutritionist specializing in therapeutic nutrition, we help clients overcome nutritional deficiencies through carefully teaching them the best foods to eat for their own unique biochemistry. Hundreds of clients have overcome low moods, low energy, irritability, and find themselves feeling good for the first time in years. So if you have questions today, call us at 651-641-1071.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of a cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for Balanced Moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Nicole Linsky, a nutritional educator, poet, and life coach. And today we're talking about nutrition and how that affects depression.
And, you know, I've asked Nicole to read a special poem that she wrote. I don't know. When was this, when you wrote this poem?
Not so long ago, a couple of years ago.
Okay. And it's called Avoiding. And I thought, when I read this, I thought this would be a perfect thing for a lot of people with depression. Very good. So we're just going to take a little time and let her read this, and you people just kind of settle back and enjoy it. So take your time, Nicole. We're not rushed.
Okay. Avoiding. What will I do to avoid writing that poem? Avoid the lost and feral places where the old sadnesses, small and scattered, still roam. The little green teacup is empty, and so I boil a pot until it screams. The old men and little girl cats thought they were comfortably sleeping on a lump on the bed, but I know differently. They should not waste a beautiful sunny day, and so I drag them, each separately, out into the backyard where I am writing. Pedro squeaks in complaint, and then goes off to argue with a squirrel. Sid rolls in the sun on the pebbled cement to become one with the dirt of the earth, and Grace chews grass. During the sadnesses, there have always been cats, except for a few years during the worst of it, after Tinkerbell got old and my parents sent her off for her big sleep. I used to capture Tinkerbell in a clothes bin and tuck her in the crumple of my sadness, holding her between my heart and bent knees and draped arms in a smother until she yelled and squirmed and scratched while secretly loving me, kind of the way you know a broken mother loves you even when she can't, because like gravity, it is the law. But this is not that poem, and so far all we've done is find the thick door to it, heavy as a manhole. Pedro is purring in position over my belly, and we're thinking about blowing the lid off the place.
Very good. And I think it gets down into some deep levels in this in your poem, very deep. So thank you for that. We appreciate a lot. So we'll just go ahead and take a caller here. Joanne, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us?
Joanne,
yes?
Okay. I'm on several antidepressants for bipolar disorder and fibromyalgia, and I've gained a lot of weight.
That is the side effect of many, many antidepressants. That's right.
Well, in January, I'm going to work with my psychiatrist to try to get off of some of these drugs. What can you suggest for nutrition while I do that? I've never been able to get off of them successfully.
Well, I think one of the things you have to do is you have to eat 5 times a day. And as Nicole would say, you have to eat protein.
Protein, good carbs like vegetables, lots and lots of vegetables, and good fat.
And lots of good fat.
Yeah.
I also have really bad sugar cravings that I think are from the drugs. Is that a side effect from those too?
It could be, but it could also be from your intestinal tract. Because sometimes these drugs interfere with how your intestinal tract works, and then you develop more cravings for sugar. So that's one of the things that we would help you with. And I think if we have time later on, Nicole's going to address a little bit of that later in the show. Also, I think there's been just amazing research coming out on bipolar disorders and the effectiveness of omega-3s. And in fact, this one piece of research showed that actually, omega-3s were more effective than many of the bipolar medications. And so when I'm talking about that, you're probably talking about, 3 to 6 grams, which means 3,000 to 6,000 milligrams of omega-3s every day.
Well, and one of my psychiatrists suggested 8 pills a day.
Yeah, I'm with that person, I think. People don't take enough. And so, your brain is basically fat, 60 to 74% fat, and it is omega-3 fat. And it's like Nicole was saying, she's breastfeeding, and that's the omega-3 fat that's in breast milk that makes the structures again and the mental health structures. So,
okay, and you said the whey protein I could have a couple times a day?
Sure. Definitely.
Okay.
And,
okay, great.
You may want to make an appointment and get your nutrition really settled, because that's what a lot of people do. They come in to see us before they start trying to go off of medications, so they get their body and brain settled for that.
So, okay, I'm in Chicago.
Call us. We do long distance. I do a lot of clients long distance. So, hey, thanks for listening. That's a great question. I appreciate it. So... You know, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing nutritional education. Here are some interesting news about McDonald's. McDonald's is using a new technique to pull kids into the Golden Arches. You know, in Florida, they are picking up the cost of printing report card packets in exchange for the Happy Meal coupon on the cards. And those kids earning A's and B's and exhibiting good behaviors are entitled to a Happy Meal free. Now, my daughter is combating this in a little way because she's teaching her kids, my grandkids, that the McDonald's clown is a bad clown, feeding kids bad food. For now, it's working for a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And we all know that bad clowns get kids eating trans fats and corn syrup sweeteners. It's interesting, but tricky advertising campaign that McDonald's is engaged in. So is it any wonder 1 out of 8 teenagers have major depression? So questions, 651-641-1071.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event.
651-699-3438. 1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Nicole Linsky, and I'm here with licensed nutritionist Darkvist, and we're talking about how depression is affected by what we eat. And we have quite a few callers on the line here, so I think we're going to take some of those.
Okay, and Sue, you have a question for us today? Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, mine isn't exactly about depression, but I feel like I've done everything I can to lower my blood pressure and get off my blood pressure medication. I've just recently lost 40 pounds, and it's been by eating the right things, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I am working with a weight loss clinic to do this. And I can't seem to get my blood pressure down. Is there something that is in the basic food groups that I'm eating that I shouldn't be eating? Should I be eating more of something? But as far it's depressing me the fact that I've lost all this weight, yet I can't control my blood pressure.
Well, here's a couple of hints, and I'm not sure which weight loss center you're going to, but I know that there's one that's out there in the marketplace right now that they have you buy these bars, and those bars happen to be, because I just read the label, they have partially hydrogenated fat as one of the first ingredients, and corn syrup sweeteners, and both of those will make your blood pressure go up.
Okay.
So it could be that you're eating some things, thinking that those are the right things to eat, and they're really not. And the other thing, the other obvious thing to look at is omega-3 fatty acids, because that reduces blood pressure. We know that. And another thing to look at is...
And I do take those. I take 3 of those 3 times a day.
Perfect. And then... the other thing to look at is magnesium. Magnesium glycinate, probably, 6 to 7 of those a day will reduce the blood pressure for a lot of people.
What is it called?
It's magnesium glycinate. Are you taking magnesium?
No.
Okay. And then the other thing certainly will bring down your blood pressure by 10 to 20 points is CoQ10. which is it's a master antioxidant. So there's a lot of other things nutritionally than just losing weight. And I think that's an interesting thing, because I think people often think that if they lose some weight, all their health is going to get better, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it isn't true. It depends on how you do it. And if you're putting in all the nutrients that you really need, you just can't do it on a low-calorie diet, not when you have health issues.
Okay.
And that's, so, you know, I think there's something else you have to look at a deeper level. And, you know, you may still need some blood pressure medication, but maybe not very much.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. That helped.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
Sure.
And we are going to... Gail, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Gail? Hello?
Oh.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for this timely topic.
Thank you.
I was recently taken off of Paxil for anxiety and depression and found myself 20 pounds heavier than I have been all my life. So I've been looking at not only nutrition but exercise, of course. And I'm looking now at the low glycemic index diet and wondering, how does that fit in?
Well,
does it?
I think that makes some sense because, you know, low glycemic means that you're probably not eating like grains, processed grains and cereals and cookies. You're eating vegetables, and that makes lots of sense. And that you're eating fat to keep your blood sugar balanced, and good fat, I hope.
Uh-huh.
And you're eating sufficient protein. And I think that's, you know, and makes a lot of sense. It's kind of one of our philosophies that we use when we teach people about nutrition, either on an individual basis or in our classes. So it's a good direction to go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call very much.
You're
and
welcome.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. You know, it's a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. You know, today, antidepressants are the most prescribed drug in the U.S. 118 million prescriptions for antidepressants were written every year. That's a lot of prescriptions. Perhaps if you're struggling with anxiety, low energy, or depression, it's time to change your dietary habits. And I think we've been talking about this. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers you a better solution. You know, it's life-changing nutrition, isn't it?
It totally is, yeah.
So we offer one-to-one consultations or a series of classes. It may surprise you that nutrition not only creates good moods, it also supports your metabolism. While as a lady that called in said that, you know, antidepressants cause weight gain for a lot of people. And so you actually, with good nutrition, you can lose weight. So call us at 651-699-3438. And we can help you kind of decide what's going to be the best approach for your health. You know, it truly is a unique approach based on the science of nutrition. And if you have questions, call us at 651-641-1071.
Claudia recently took the 6-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Claudia, how did these classes make a difference in your life?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. I like that I wasn't told what to eat and what not to eat. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make good choices. Another important difference is that I learned what fats my body needs to stay slim and healthy. The myth about eat fat, get fat has been around forever. Even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks. In this short time, I've seen huge improvements in my life. My energy's increased and my night sweats and hot flashes disappeared. The weight and wellness classes help me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or check weightandwellness.com.
2, 3, 4.
Ooh. Ooh. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Nicole Linsky, and I'm here with licensed nutritionist Dark Fist. I just wanted to share just one piece of what it's been like for me to regain my good mental health. And what's amazing to me is just how different my mind is. I used to have what Dar likes to call recycled thoughts, like all the time.
Mm-hmm. I bet a lot of listeners can relate to recycled.
I'm sure,
pots.
Yeah. And I thought it was normal. And I'd have a conversation earlier in the day, and I would just be like horrified for hours on end. I'd go around and around and around in my head thinking about, like, how could I say that? And I'm sure that the person, provided that they had balanced mental health, just had forgotten the conversation within about 2 seconds.
Well, I can tell you, somebody that does have good brain balanced brain chemistry, I never recycle thoughts.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And so I've gone from being a person who did it constantly and just having this I would just have this feeling of dread a lot of times to it happens, you know, sometimes it happens, but it's pretty rare or somewhat rare for me now. So it's been really powerful, this piece about nutrition.
You know, and it started even repairing your intestinal tract, didn't it?
Yes. For me, I was a person with candida. So if you have candida, that means that your intestinal tract is probably in really fairly terrible shape.
And as we were getting ready for the show, I looked up some things. And, you know, science, when you look at mental health, is so interesting. Because the body actually has two brains, you know, the one that's up here in our head, the skull, you know, behind that, that's one brain. And then the other was in the human gut. And it's kind of like that one of the things that they said is that comparing it to Siamese twins, it's like all those, the two brains are interconnected. And you can attest to that, can't you?
Absolutely. That gut feeling you thought you had, it really was a gut feeling.
You know, so, you know, we in our classes, we always teach that things like neurotransmitters are made in the intestinal tract, don't we?
Yeah. The intestinal tract is just, it is just so important to your health. If you think about it, all the nutrients are being broken down there. And what does it take to run a body? The mental health, the heart health, the any kind of health. It's nutrients.
Yes.
So you got to have that in a good place.
You know, one of the other things that as I was kind of researching this, not only, you know, that you make your neurotransmitters down there, you also make your B vitamins, don't you?
You do.
And you also make, it's some interesting chemicals that are almost like, you know, they're almost like Valium. Some of the drugs that we get, you know, they're kind of these chemicals that help us relax. And we all make those down in our intestinal tract.
And don't we want more of those?
Yes. And so you can see, you know, like the lady that called in that said that she couldn't really break down and digest protein or fats.
Mm.
Well, you can almost say she probably has insufficient B vitamins. She has insufficient, neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost like you could see as you healed your intestinal tract, you healed
everything. I mean, I was actually, when I first saw Dar, I was suffering in all sorts of ways. I had, you know, mental health for me was always a really big piece of the candida. That was the biggest piece. But like intestinal health, skin health, weight, I lost, I think, like 35 pounds when I started working with Dar. So all sorts of pieces just came back into place for me.
And you really had to follow the eating plan very carefully for a long time. It didn't happen overnight, did it?
No. Initially, I was like, the only restaurant I can go to is a Greek restaurant, which is kind of crazy, really, because you can go to all sorts of different kinds of restaurants and eat this way. But it really takes a long time to learn, you know, how just it's a way of reformulating your thinking around food. How am I going to make these meals? And also, like, where can I go out to eat? There's all sorts of places you can go out to eat, but you have to think a little bit differently about it.
So we thank everyone for listening today. And if we weren't able to get to your call, call us at our office. And remember, the magic within you is the good food that you eat. Thank you for listening today.